If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Well rested.
You are?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I'm well rested.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm pretending that I just got... Wait, or is this before or after the episode we...
Oh, like a month ago. Oh, you're like jumping right in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We can jump right in.
But where are we in time? Am I going? Oh, I'm so excited. What's happening today? You said you're taking me for a surprise day. That sounds like fun. That was so fun. Can we just get home? Aren't my nails beautiful?
Okay. The reason that this confusion is happening is because we thought we would just give you a little sort of idea of what you're about to listen to. This next episode was filmed about a week ago at Mini Lux.
It was filmed a week ago?
Two weeks?
I don't know. I'll go with it.
I'm just doing a quick little recap so that our listeners know exactly what they're going to be hearing, because there might be a little like confusion in the beginning.
Yes, okay.
Last month was Self-Care Awareness Month. So as part of just...
You snuck it in at
bringing,
the end.
I did it on the last day
September
of September.
September 30th. Boom. Self-care.
I took you on a little self-care excursion. Yes.
It was weird. Walking in the streets of the blindfold.
Yep. Yeah.
But it was... ultimately, it was fun.
It was super fun. And we actually recorded our podcast from Mini Lux in Coolidge Corner.
It was a little bit odd when that lady said you're here for the Groupon Brazilian wax session.
You said that.
No, she said it was a group Brazilian wax.
Oh.
And I was like,
You did not.
Like, do you have to like everyone hold someone else's thing and pull on three?
No.
Is that what you guys do? That's not a thing.
That is not a thing. No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Would you sign up for that?
Never.
What if you're all blindfolded?
Never. I would never.
Why?
I would never agree.
In
to
the
that.
Comments.
If what? You have the... Let us know if you've ever had the experience of a group Brazilian wax.
Yes. No. No, if you would participate in the sport.
Anyway, okay.
Blindfolded. So... We're not. What kind of a crazy show do you think this is?
Welcome to another episode of Sheena Interrupted. Enjoy what you're about to hear. We're on location.
We're not. We're at home.
Nope. For the episode.
On location? This is the only location we're on. We're on the road.
Oh, my God. We're going to a location.
Okay, so say that.
Okay, we're going to a location.
I'm on location telling you I went to a location.
Okay.
Now what? That's it. Do we have to listen to that episode?
They have to.
I've never heard it.
Okay, you can also listen.
Okay, play.
No.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Goodbye.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
So when's the last time you did any self-care?
This morning.
What'd you do?
You know what I did.
What did you do?
I rode the bike.
Yeah.
I went and sat outside.
Oh.
This goes on your face.
Okay. What does it smell like?
I know the smell.
What is it? Lavender. Is it lavender?
It's anise.
Is that the newest herb or spice you've learned? That's why you think everything yes. is anise?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my new favorite word when the kids are around.
Why?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Do they find it funny?
I've actually been taking better care of myself.
You have been.
That's important.
Has that been all of September?
Yeah.
Like in
by luck.
By luck?
Yeah.
It's not like in honor of Self-Care Awareness Month.
Please don't distract. She's analyzing my foot. I want to know what's happening.
Are you cutting them shorter? Yes,
Miley did. Are we cutting them short? No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't.
He normally does because he's embarrassed.
I didn't know. They didn't tell
toes.
Me. I'm not embarrassed. I think I have the prettiest feet, but I don't want them to have to do all the work. Does that happen a lot? People like kind of cut their nails before they show up?
No, we prefer you not to cut them so you don't screw.
You hear that? They prefer,
did you
can you
hear
not
that?
Do that next time?
Did you hear that?
They prefer you not do it, people, because then there's nothing for them to cut.
Yes.
So you're robbing them of the joy of shaping your feet.
No, it's because a lot of people cut them too short and then they have nothing to work with.
Yeah, I didn't cut them. They just don't.
I saw you cut them. I documented.
That was a month ago, man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, whenever you've gone to do a pedicure in the past, you've cut your nails before going.
Yeah, because you can't go like a claw man. They get all attracted if
yes,
they read
please.
Those books and then they can't focus on the job.
Who gets distracted?
She reads those books. I saw her mug. She's one of you. Fairy
okay.
clan.
So you have started taking care of yourself a little bit better.
Yes.
Tell me what that entails.
Waking up early.
Yeah.
Waking up before anyone else.
Yeah.
I know that already sounds bad for everybody listening.
Yeah.
But if you wake up before everyone else, even if it's 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you have the ability to decide how you want your day to go.
Yeah.
And what I do when I wake up
yeah.
is I choose three things that I want to try and get done that day.
Mm-hmm.
And most days I'll get two or three done.
Yeah.
And that's before the noise of the day starts.
So do you think that self-care has always been on your radar, or is it something that you're newly...
Very new.
It's very new for you that you're yeah. enjoying and understanding the advantages of it?
What kind of a Q&A podcast is this you brought me to? I'm not doing an interview with you. I didn't sign up for this. I just want her to make my feet look nice.
Well, you have the mic in front of you. You
yeah,
have to
well,
do the
I'm
podcast.
Gonna ask you a question. Okay, oh, and what year was self-care invented? And do you hyphenate it or do you use it as one word? I don't know. I'm not an expert in this.
I'm not asking you to be an expert. I'm just telling you. I'm
so tell me
you
a story.
I'm asking you
I'm just
you
trying
a
to sit here with my feet in the hot tub and you're making
your
it a school
choices.
Subject.
No. I'm just asking. Okay,
I
you
didn't
want
study
me to tell
this.
You?
I want open book exam.
Do you want me to tell you about me when I realized how valuable self-care was?
Yes.
Okay. So when Jay
can you
was...
say it a little quieter in case I don't want to hear the full answer? I'm just enjoying my pedicure. Okay,
you
tell
have
me.
To pay attention.
Okay, I'm listening.
So... when Jay was born, we've talked about the fact that I had some postpartum, and we talked about the fact that it took a few different techniques and tools to get out of that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I realized most was...
potato chips makes you happy. I remember.
No.
Salt and vinegar.
It was actually going and getting my nails done.
That too. But did you ever take chips with you?
To the nail salon?
Yeah.
Never.
Fries?
No.
Imagine you had fries and coffee while getting your nails done.
That sounds like a glorious afternoon.
I remember that. I used to tell you to go get your nails done.
Yeah. You would take care of Jay and I would sneak out. Because remember, Jay had to be fed every hour.
I know.
Every other hour I was feeding him for an hour.
Yeah.
So I had these very, very short windows. But when the days that I went and got my nails done, I felt so much better about myself.
I've never actually understood that until very recently.
So what changed?
Actually doing it. Like actually doing something for myself.
Yeah.
Not just doing what had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think for a very long time, I've just done what had to be done.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah. You get up, the alarm went off. What has to be done? Okay. I have to pack a lunch. I have to get this kid ready, get them to school. Okay. Then what has to be done? Oh, I have to run to catch the train. Before you could even get out of bed, I would have my phone in my hand.
Yeah.
I'd be looking at, oh, is there an email? Is there a client I have to get back to?
Yeah.
And the everyone from the outside that fills every day dictated my entire day. Mm-hmm. And then
this took control back and you had a time to set your intentions.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yes.
So tell me, I don't know. It's been 20 days. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm liking it.
I think that's what you're doing. I think it's almost like you get this sense of control back as opposed to having life dictate what has to happen. You get to decide how you approach the day. So you're setting your intentions and you're saying these are the three most important things in my day. And then you have the sense of accomplishment, like you did something for yourself.
How long have you known all this?
Long time.
You didn't tell me.
I've tried.
Why are you sleeping then in the morning like this if you know all this stuff?
Because
I can't even sleep anymore. Once I figured this out, I was like, oh, I have to get up. I have all you've known all this and you just sit there?
Because
it's like knowing the lottery numbers and saying I'm not going to go buy a ticket.
No, but everybody's idea of self-care looks different. So for me, self-care may not be getting up and watching the sunrise at 5:30 in the morning like it is for you. For me, it's getting a pedicure. For me, it's sitting on the porch and having a cup of coffee and calling my sister.
You have the coffee because of her, or you call her because that makes you happy? Which one makes you happy?
Both. Like, I know a lot of people that take their coffee on the go, and they're fine with that. But for me, I like to sit down and have a hot cup of coffee, just like I like to sit down and get my nails done.
Do you like sitting?
I do.
Essentially. If you're sitting, you're happy.
No. Not always.
But then when do you set your things that you want to do for your day?
You know, actually, I know you've been doing it at the beginning of the day. But actually, somebody told me just this morning that they do it at night.
For the next day?
Yeah, for the next day. Because otherwise, when they go to sleep, they have all those thoughts of all the things that are going on. They have all those thoughts running through their minds. Like through the night.
I think that's the issue with the phone. That's why I don't bring my phone in the room.
Yeah.
Because that happens.
Yeah.
If I leave the phone and then you read or you do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
And the reason I think it's better to do it in the morning is because all those thoughts are clouding you.
Clouding your day?
Your judgment in terms of what's important.
Okay.
When you wake up, it's the next day. The most important things to you bubble to the surface. So
okay.
You decide, okay, these are the three things that are important to me, and you set your intention with those things. It doesn't have to be three. It can be one. It can be five. It could be whatever you want.
And are they work-related or are they not work-related purposefully?
For me, it depends. Mainly, they're not work-related because there's a big chunk of the day dedicated to work.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's two rooms. Mm-hmm. Right? I start in my room and then I go into the work room. Mm-hmm. It's a subset of my life.
Okay.
So when I start my work day, I establish whatever I have to do for work. But I'm very good at that.
Yeah.
Getting other people's things done.
Yeah.
I'm not good at getting my own things done.
Okay. So give me an example of like one thing that is not for work that you put on your list.
Exercise.
Okay. Give me another
eating
example.
Better.
Every day that's on your list. I want to eat better and I want to exercise.
No, it depends. If I don't have it on my list. I don't prepare the list. I wake up and I wait for it to come to me. Mm. Like you just see what's important to you at that time. Sort of. But it's just, what do you want to do today?
I wanted to get a
pedicure. It's as simple as that. Like I ask myself, what do I want to do today? Or what do I really think I need to get done to be a better version of myself? Mm-hmm. And if that comes to my mind, mm-hmm. I put it on the list. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, it's not about, oh, I have to go drop this at the mailbox. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not important. That's busy work.
Okay.
It's the other things that we don't do because we spend all of our days doing busy work. Mm-hmm. That's the key to mm-hmm. figure out for you what works to get those things listed. Because at the end of the night, when you get to your room, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter how much stress you had, how much everything else went off the rails, mm-hmm. you still believe that you accomplished something for yourself.
Yeah.
And when you accomplish that, you get a feeling of self-care.
Yeah.
Self-care for me translates to self-worth. Mm-hmm. Self-worth translates to a more of a yes mentality versus a no mentality.
It's more and confident. Like you come out more confident in your choices and in your...
It takes you out of a world of... We're automated now. You go, 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 and you don't stop to think about what's important for you.
Right.
And this forces that. And then you realize this week, There are 15 things I would have not done. Or maybe I would have done it, but now I did it on my terms. I did it because it was important to me.
Right.
And in 2 weeks, that's 30. In 4 weeks, that's 60 things that I did that I wanted to do.
Yep.
So if I've worked out four times in a particular week and I've chosen to eat healthier and I've walked instead of taking a car somewhere, I know I've done it.
Right.
And if I've done it, I'm building up that confidence in like my ability to do more and more and more.
Totally.
And then that spreads. So that's, for me, what I've been doing very recently.
Yeah.
But it starts with calm. I need calm. I can't do it with other people.
It in the morning. You need it first thing in the morning. I don't necessarily need it first thing in the morning. I need, like, this is super calming for me.
I don't need it. It's the only way it works. Because otherwise, it's not about me. It's about
the day gets the world. Noisy, right? Yes. The noise of the day starts coming into your space.
Yeah, it has to be before I look at my phone. It has to be before I check email.
Right.
Can you do that properly? That's jagged. Like jagged. When we sleep, that's, I've been attacked by those talons. Yeah, can you tell them what she's doing?
Do you know how your feet feel?
I'm sure they feel a lot better than yours.
They do
this
not.
This is one of the things
those nails have scratched me and drawn blood.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
It must have been the heel of your other foot.
It was not.
I don't know how you have that. There's someone told me this once.
Yeah.
And there's probably, in your example, there's probably some truth.
Mm-hmm.
You may want, I will give you permission to edit this out later if you don't want to share it with the world.
Okay.
But there's a opposite and inverse relationship between the beauty of the person and the shape of their heels. So I find you very attractive. Hence my desire for her to really commit. You have an industrial sandpaper
Wait,
thing?
Wait, what does that mean for you when you keep telling me you have the most beautiful feet on the planet?
Look, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've heard. And it's true in your case.
Just in my case.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't inspected other people.
Okay, let's change gears now to pedicures.
Yes.
Because I wanted to actually talk a little bit about why it's important, why I like this particular form of self-care.
Okay, tell me.
So the cleanliness aspect and like just the hygiene in general is like top of list for me.
What do you mean?
Like it's just a really, really nice thing to clean your, you clean your body, clean your nails.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't wash your feet?
I do, but
that explains so many things.
But like people who have dirty nails, it's not nice. Like when our kids come home with dirt under their nails, it's really gross.
Yeah.
And if you meet a person with dirty nails, it's a turnoff.
Are you dating again?
No.
Is this second Tuesday?
No, I'm just...
Oh, just generally speaking.
Just generally speaking.
I think that's true. It's nice to have well-manicured...
Like, imagine you meet somebody at work.
But wait, if you're on a date, are you allowed to say, hey, take your shoes off and socks off, I want to see?
No, but you can look at their nails.
That would be a nice thing to say.
No, it's not a nice thing to say.
Why?
Why don't you go on a date and see?
Can I go on a date?
Yeah, you can go on a date.
So it's not that worth it if I have to ask them to take their shoes off. It's easier with women.
Because
in the summer, half the time, they're not wearing like socks. And,
yeah.
And if a guy is wearing like sandals, you're probably not going to date him anyways. Imagine a guy going to the office wearing Birkenstocks. Would you say, hey, this guy has nice toes. I want to date him. There's no chance. You wouldn't care how nice his toes were. You'd
He's
be like, this dude's wearing
Birkenstocks
to the office. I'm not interested.
There's nobody going to the office in Birkenstocks.
So is there any way the guy could actually win because he has nice pedicured feet?
Absolutely.
At work?
Not at work. You look at his hands.
Oh, you look at his hands.
Of course.
Yeah. I think people can put in the comments.
Tell us what you like about manicured nails or pedicured nails.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What are you doing now?
Mind over matter. She's trying to tickle me with this sword of hers. I'm not going to let it happen.
She's clearing out your dead skin cells.
Why is it tickling so much? If they were dead, I wouldn't feel anything.
Well, it's touching the bottom of your foot.
So then? What did you do?
It's like you've never done a pedicure before.
I mean, I've done like two.
And they didn't do this last time?
No.
Oh. Tell me about the first time you did...
I wasn't here. This is a whole other experience. She's putting peanut butter now. I don't know what's happening.
Tell me about the first time you did a pedicure.
Oh my God, do you notice what's happening?
Yes.
There's like a scrub happening now.
Yes. It's wonderful.
There's like neck oils and scrubs. Yep.
Every time they touch your feet, also they're touching pressure points and they're like, that's part of the experience. That's part of the de-stressing. That's part of like...
See, you're talking so she can't talk and she keeps tapping me and I don't know what to do. In. Thank you. She just wanted me to put my foot back inside. My foot was out.
Like you don't understand the
signals.
The basic
signals. I'm still very new to this world.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me about the first time.
Wait, she's putting mayonnaise now.
She's not
Her whole lunch she's put on my feet. Technically. It's butter, yeah. Can't believe it's not butter. So what is the first time I went?
Yeah, tell me the first time
I don't know.
We were in New York.
The first time I went, oh.
Yes.
Yeah, we were in New York. Yeah. You went for a manicure.
I was doing a pedicure. No. Oh, yeah. I was doing a manicure.
You were going for a manicure. I just went with you because you were meeting someone for a manicure.
Yeah.
So we went into a place where you were meeting someone for a manicure. And I was just sitting there.
Yes.
And beside me, there was a guy who was about to start a pedicure. And there was a blank station beside him.
Yeah.
And
you said, no, I do not want a pedicure.
Yeah, I never done one. I was like, I don't want to get a pedicure. I didn't know what this experience was going to be.
Yep.
And it turned out that he was a hockey player.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I know this player.
Yeah.
So I jumped in the seat beside him and I was like, yeah, sign me up. I'm next. I'm your 3:00. And I just hopped in. And then I was like, casually started chatting with him.
Yeah.
That was the first time that I ever got a pedicure.
Yeah.
I don't remember at all what happened. I don't know if it was enjoyable or not. I have no idea, but
I think you liked
it was a fun experience. I actually don't know why. I don't know what the numbers are now, but definitely when I was growing up, manicures, pedicures was something more like that women did.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, like, guys and girls both cut their nails. Why aren't more guys, like, sitting in a tub having someone massage their feet? I don't know. Like, this is a good thing.
This is a really good thing. And I think that was part of the reason why I wanted to bring you here, so that we could talk about it and have people listen and hear you actually getting a pedicure. It's enjoyable.
You're using me.
I'm using you.
For what, though?
Everything. Like, entire life I've been using you.
Can't argue with that. Do you think it makes a difference if I'm getting a pedicure? Like, you think that's going to help guys realize they should also go get a pedicure or a manicure?
I think that it will help some guys who have this feeling that, like, oh, I don't want to do this. I think it will make them see that there's nothing wrong with it. That's absolutely normal.
The irony of it is you feel better after. You feel more confident.
And isn't it fun to bond this way with your spouse? Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Yeah. This is fun. for that reason.
100%.
Not the massage she's doing, but the conversation.
It's all about the conversation with me.
Is this calming for you?
Very calming.
You brought a podcast microphone to your pedicure and your...
Okay, like, well, let me ask you this. Would you rather do a podcast at home?
No, this is so much better.
So then?
Nicole, Antoinette, what are you guys doing every Sunday? Sunday. Do you have a bucket? I have peanut butter and butter and like salt at home. Imagine.
They're like, where are you going with this?
Yeah, this would be a good way to do the podcast.
This is a really nice, to me, like I take Zara sometimes to go get her nails done. It's a really nice way for us to bond. She went to Mini Lux in Dedham last week with me.
We went with Jay and Zara.
Yes, when we were in LA.
Beverly Hills.
Yep. And he wanted to get like green polish on his toes?
He got it or no?
No, we didn't have time, but he really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
He was totally game for it all. Zara and I, that's when she'll open up to me. That's when she'll tell me what's going on at school. Like, it's a really nice way to bond with her too.
Because you tell her you won't pay if she doesn't tell you all these things? You just leave her there to work off her debt?
No, it's just we're sitting there. She has nowhere to go. She's enjoying herself. She's doing the same thing as me. It's really fun exercise.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is I find it builds confidence. And I don't know what the psychology behind it is. I think you look good, you feel good, and it just improves your sense of self.
I think that's it. Yeah. I think you just hit it. It's if you think you look good.
Yeah.
You feel good.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't matter if nobody else is looking at your feet or your hands or whatever. No. You know you feel good.
100%.
It's like working out.
Yeah.
I've been working out like crazy. You haven't noticed a single thing. I still feel better. Doesn't matter that you have no shame to compliment me on my newfound physique, but that's okay.
You look wonderful.
You're just saying that. I know. You have to prompt the compliment. It's not worth anything. But that's not the point. Okay. I feel better.
Yes, you do.
So
I can see that you feel better.
How do you see that?
Because you're more confident. Actually, you don't need help with confidence. Who am I kidding?
What do you mean?
You are the most confident person I know.
Am I?
Yes.
I don't know how to react to that.
Is it hurt?
I don't know if my feelings are hurt more or that pressure point in my foot. What are these things you're putting on my feet? Toe separators? Do they make these for children? No,
no,
I want to separate
his
my kids. Oh. They make them bigger, where I could put one in one and the other, they can stand beside each other, but they can't touch each other.
You can put their pinkies in together. Mm.
I want the opposite.
He wants to separate them.
You know, guys actually started painting their nails before women.
Like
really? In wartime, Babylonians would paint their nails black.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you can't see them at night.
Is that true?
They were coming in for attack and to be ferocious.
I never know if you're messing with me or not.
Also, their teeth.
They painted their teeth?
Not painted. They ate coal before going into war.
How much of this is actually true?
Most, I think. But if you know anything about Babylonian history, please leave a comment. I know they painted their nails.
I don't know how much they ate coal.
But they should have if they were hiding. Or maybe they just didn't have a sense of humor during war, so they weren't worried about smiling and laughing. Like, that's not time to joke around.
No, that's not a time.
Licorice they used to eat before war.
That does not make your teeth black.
No, just you cover your teeth like this. Oh, my color. Okay.
What color did you pick for me? I picked reflection.
Reflection?
Yeah.
It's shiny.
Yeah, you've been doing
I'm
going to
see my face and my toe.
You've been doing a lot of self-reflection. I thought it was a good color.
Okay, here. What am I going to do with a painted toe?
Nothing. It's just going to make you smile. It's going to make you remember the fact that we had a nice afternoon.
That's true.
At Mini Lux.
No one's going to see this except me, you.
Yeah, and the kids.
And a million people on the internet, I think.
It's true.
Wait, are you doing all of them?
Yes.
No,
yes,
pick
yes.
one.
No.
Huh? A party toe?
Is it a party toe?
Oh, party toe. Okay, I like that.
You just one party toe?
Yeah, that's what a party toe is. If they all go like it's a debauchery. It's not a party if five people are going nuts.
I think
one.
You should do them all.
No, you do yours all.
You said nobody's going to see them anyway.
See? Nicole said do them all.
Is this because I made fun of your trees for eyes?
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, this is very new for me. I've never had my toes painted.
Well, it's all or nothing.
I don't know if I would recommend painting all your toes.
Okay.
But at the same time, I know the minute I get home, my kids are going to have a blast.
They are going to love this.
Yeah, you know what? You should do it.
Yeah, paint
them. So when you guys decide to watch this or go out or do something,
yep.
I think you should try. Because going back to where we started with self-care,
yep.
One of the best things you can do for your mental health is to push what makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And nothing actually happens. But we live in fear. Like, we don't actually push.
Mm-hmm.
We're so accustomed to just doing what we're seeing other people do or what we've done historically.
Yeah. Yep.
So this is a good idea.
Yep. You push yourself out of your comfort zone. You get a little bit more confident. You know, when the kids see your nails like this, they're going to have such a good time. Yeah. You're going to feel better about yourself and your contribution to them having a good time too.
Yeah, you're welcome. Look, that's how I'm doing it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're thanking me?
Yeah. No, I'm or telling you, you should be thanking me.
I should thank you?
Yeah.
Okay.
For being the kind of person who has the confidence to do these things.
Yeah.
For the better of the family unit.
Yep. You're the best.
Yep.
Okay. Any last thoughts?
Yeah.
What?
End your shower with 1 minute of cold water.
That can be your thing. That doesn't have to be my thing.
No, I'm just telling everyone to do it.
Okay.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because nobody hears that and says, oh, wow, yeah, that seems like a good idea. Let me do it. That's why.
So you think it's better for your self-care and for your mental state to do something like that because nobody else does it?
Because you prove to yourself that you can do something that you don't want to do, and your mind is constantly fluttering with excuses for everything.
Yeah.
And this is one little way to tell yourself, no, I can do this. I will do this. So mm-hmm. the next time you're in a situation where you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable,
yeah.
you've now trained yourself
yeah.
to have another voice that silences the negative, more weak side yeah. that we sort of live in so much, and instead empowers the bolder side to say, yeah, I can do this.
It's not going to be super comfortable. So self-care looks different on so many people, and this is one aspect
of it. On me, I have to wake up early, get the kids fed, and go outside and sit in the rain.
Yeah.
And for you, it's sleeping until everyone's gone and drinking coffee in the morning.
Yeah, and getting my nails done.
You have any parting words?
Parting words. I challenge all of you listeners
to wake up at 9:30.
Nope.
Get a mocha latte.
To do something nice for yourselves.
And go sit on the porch.
And to celebrate your self-care moment, your mini moment, as they call it at Mini Lux, whatever that looks like, whatever that means, to you.
What are your favorite things?
My favorite self-care moments?
Yeah. Now, we're joking around about the coffee and this and that, but really?
My favorite
things? Your life's not easy.
No.
So what do you do when you're not at home? Like, you don't have the luxury of the things that you normally have around you.
Yep. I think that's a good question. So what I do, I like having my nails done.
Yeah. So you can do that anywhere.
You can do that anywhere. And it lasts too, right? If you take good care of it.
How long is this going to last?
This is going to last for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So you can get a manicure or a pedicure. For me, that helps. You can check in with your people. I think that's also really important. And whoever that is for you. You can call somebody from anywhere. When you're on the road, like I check in with my sister, I check in with you, I check in with my parents, I call my friends. If I need therapy, I'll call my therapist. All those moments, those check-in moments, I think are really important for self-care. I think that's another thing I do.
I think people have different things they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like a friend told us recently, her self-care is putting lotion on her face at night in her bed.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that,
yeah.
right? Like, oh, that's part of my moment.
Yeah.
So if you have little tips and tricks that you use for yourself
yeah.
that anyone else might adopt, but they just haven't thought about it,
mm-hmm.
leave a comment or like send a message to the podcast, because that's something we could probably share with other people, and people can adopt this.
Absolutely.
And actually get a benefit of it without even knowing.
And sometimes it's as simple as like going to like Sephora and buying those little things to put under your eyes, or buying one of those face masks. Just wash your face at night and put a face mask on. It's as simple as that.
Or having nachos and watching football on a Sunday.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or having nachos at Sephora on a Sunday.
I don't think you can do that.
With a face mask on.
I think they
do. Like, I'm going to do a podcast painting my toes purple, shiny, green in the middle of a city that apparently is on fire given all the noise outside. I think you could do anything.
This is true. That's a good point.
Can I borrow one of your eyelashes? Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
I just want to take the snow off my car.
You're going to get us kicked out of here.
I can't even run fast. I'm wearing these like slippers. How come you got proper slippers and I have these?
Because I brought my slippers.
You didn't tell me you were coming here. How? What am I supposed to do? You know, there's like, I've seen more and more artists and celebrities that are male.
Yeah.
That are actually painting their nails.
Yeah. I actually have a list of a few of them.
You keep
Machine
a list
Gun
of people
Kelly,
that paint their nails.
Bad Bunny. Yeah, they painted their nails.
Why do you have this list?
I don't know.
It's very, tell me stupid facts that you know that's taking up space in your brain. Men who use nail polish. This is a good one that you should delete.
Brad Pitt paints his nails.
Yeah,
too.
He must. You know.
It's cool. Now Trent paints his nails.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't painted my nails. I've only painted my toes.
Okay.
Well, I guess my toenails. Yeah.
It's a beautiful color.
It is a beautiful color. I can't see myself inside of them, but they will cause me to reflect on my life choices. So the name is accurate. Thank you for pushing me out of my comfort zone, but also taking me into my comfort zone because the massage and the everything else was amazing. So now I just have to grow. Is it once a month? That's what you recommend?
Once a month for feet? Pedicures?
What about hands?
It depends on what you do for work. I say many.
Construction worker.
Oh, I would do that like every other week.
Okay. And what if I
Does just... he look like a construction worker?
I know. I've been working out, so you're thrown off. But, oh yeah. See, I teach people how to construct things. I fight.
You
with,
do not want him on your construction site.
I fight
site.
With people for a living, but I use a keyboard to do it.
Yeah,
that's why my fingers and nails are so strong on my hands.
Yeah, so once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks, you recommend
manicures
for manicure.
Mondays, Manny Mondays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's a good. I like that.
So you're not embarrassed, you know?
Manny, I'm not embarrassed. Oh, they're just like, let the guys fill it in. So we should do that on Monday. Just get a bunch of guys.
All of you go. Disappear from the office and go get
manicures. Yeah, watch Monday Night Football and do your nails.
Well, you can't do both.
Why?
We could put Unless it on the we TV. Ask Minilux yeah. to put a TV.
You go to a place, you put up a TV, and you get your nails done okay. with the boys.
Okay.
That's
you
the
thing.
You
should do that. Who are you going to invite? Wait, should we turn this into a series?
Where we invite people to do... Oh, I want to not tell them. Like
Just
you did with
bring
me.
Bring them here and let them do manicures.
So we should make a Trid nail.
Yeah.
We could get a guest to come in. We'll not tell them where they're going. We'll bring them in.
Yeah.
We'll do a manicure or pedicure.
I love it.
And then
it.
We'll put a party nail of a Trid face on them.
I love it.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
But if they've heard this podcast, then it's not going to work. So yeah. Delete this episode.
No. All right. I think that is a great idea. I think we're going to look into some guests.
I think we're done.
And we're done.
Are
yeah.
we? How long did this take?
40 minutes.
40 minutes? Okay. So 40 minutes.
Can you take me out to lunch now?
Podcast and pedicures.
Yeah.
With Sheena and Trid.
Can you take me out to lunch now?
I can't go anywhere. We have to order in.
Okay.
I can't walk for 40 minutes.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,